Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMind.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. As summer starts to wind down, I'm looking at two new movies that take you to places you've never been before. There's a drama about a young woman's sexual secrets in a tiny Newfoundland port, and an action comedy about a middle-aged man trying to keep his profession a secret while on vacation at a rundown amusement park. But first, I'm looking at more movies coming to TIFF in September. TIFF is less than a month away, and I haven't seen anything yet, but here are a few more movies by international directors that caught my eye. Laura Poitras has made two crucial documentaries so far, Citizen 5 about whistleblower Edward Snowden, and All the Beauty and the Bloodshed about artist Nan Golden's fight with the Sackler family. Her newest doc, Cover Up, looks at the legendary investigative journalist Seymour Hersh, who broke the My Lai massacre and Abu Ghraib stories. Guillermo del Toro, who splits his time between Toronto and Mexico City, is a specialist in gothic horror. So it's no surprise that he's doing his own version of Frankenstein. This should be good. You may not have heard of Christian Petzold, but take my word for it, he's one of the most creative and distinctive German directors around. He makes mannered, almost artificial-looking movies that still deeply affect the viewer. His newest pick, Miroir Numéros 3, is about a woman who moves in with a witness to the accident that killed her boyfriend. I'm really looking forward to this one. Hungarian filmmaker Laszlo Nemes, who won an Oscar for his harrowing Son of Saul, and whom I interviewed on this show in 2018, is back again with a new film called Orphan. It's about a young man in 1950s Budapest who is raised idolizing his late heroic father only until he meets a brutish, horrible man who claims to be his real dad. Raoul Peck is the Haitian filmmaker known for his powerful political documentaries like I Am Not Your Negro about James Baldwin. His latest is Orwell, 2 plus 2 equals 5, a biography of that writer and how his book 1984 is still relevant. I first encountered Anne-Marie Jassier's film When I Saw You back in 2012, but it stuck with me. So Palestine 36, having its world premiere at TIFF, is about fighting and battles against the British in 1936 and stars Chaim Abbas and Jeremy Irons. Steven Soderbergh churns out several new movies every year, some great, some terrible. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on his newest one about art fraud called The Christophers, starring Ian McKellen and James Corden, because it looks kind of good. Director Claire Denis, who grew up as a white French woman in colonial West Africa, has made so many great movies, White Material, Beau Travail, that I'll watch anything she produces. Her latest, The Fence, is in English and stars Matt Dillon, Mia McKenna-Bruce, who I interviewed on this show last year, and Ivorian actor Isaac de Bankole. These are just a few of the movies premiering at TIFF 50. Sweet Angel Baby, written and directed by Melanie Oates. It's a cold, sunny morning, a Sunday morning in a tiny outport in Newfoundland. It's a picturesque town with brightly colored wooden houses scattered on hills overlooking crashing waves at the foot of cliffs down below. This day, the town's priest has some bad news. The Vatican is selling the church and the land it stands on to pay for court-ordered restitution for the child abuse crimes of a previous generation. But the chapel has been there for over a century, built by the villagers' own great-great-grandparents. And though it's the center of their lives, they can't think of any way to stop it from being sold. Until one voice asks, why don't we raise money ourselves to buy it on behalf of the town? That voice is the much-loved Eliza, played by Mikaela Karimski. She has pale skin and long auburn hair, is savvy, kind, and pretty, and still single. The men all hit on her, even Sean, played by Peter Mooney, her high school crush, who is married with children. What they don't know is she has a secret lover named Tony, played by Maya Tailfeathers, an out lesbian who works as a waitress at the local diner and raises chickens for eggs on the side. They keep the relationship casual and hush-hush. But Eliza has another secret even Tony doesn't know about. She has an anonymous website and many, many followers worldwide where she posts her artistic photos. They are all of herself posing on the cliffs, in the woods, lying on lichen-covered rocks, but these aren't your usual selfies. In all these carefully composed photos, she's naked or scantily clad with her face obscured. But when someone in the village somehow figures out she's the woman in the photos, everything changes. Once one person knows, everyone knows, and her bucolic world collapses all around her. Sweet Angel Baby is a moving drama about secrets, sex, frustration, and cruelty in a small town in Newfoundland. It's a lovely and touching story filled with highly erotic and occasionally absurd images. Michaela Karimsky is fantastic as Eliza, a woman yearning to burst out of a culture that's repressing her but still holds so many good parts of her life. I love the cinematography and art direction, from the little red houses to a dead moose. Sweet Angel Baby shows us a new and different Newfoundland from what we've ever seen before. The whispers in the morning. Nobody 2, directed by Timo Chajanto. Hutch, played by Bob Odenkirk, is an average middle-aged, middle-class, suburban guy with a wife and two kids. He's nobody, really. He goes to work each day, comes home after everyone's asleep. So what does he do all day? Fights and kills bad guys, sometimes 5 or 10 at a time. He's good at it and likes his job. He works for a secretive syndicate that sends him out on death-defying assignments each day. He's a professional killer, a hitman extraordinaire. But lately, he feels like he's missing out on life. He wasn't there for his son Brady's big basketball game or his daughter Sammy's fleeting innocent years. And he barely sees his wife Becca at all, played by Connie Nielsen. So he decides to take his family to Plumberville, the same cheesy rundown amusement park his dad, Christopher Lloyd, took him and his brother, played by RZA, when they were both kids. So they pile into the car and head out on the road for some good, clean fun. Problem is, trouble has a way of finding Hutch everywhere he goes. It starts with just a minor fight at a pinball alley involving the local high school bully and his son. Hutch tries to stay calm and not get involved, but it turns out the bully's dad owns Plumberville, and the town itself is ridden with corruption and organized crime. They use the theme park to launder money and smuggle guns and drugs. Local sheriff, played by Colin Hanks, is a bad hombre. And on top of the heap is a sadistic gangster kingpin, or queenpin, named Lendina, played by Sharon Stone in a brilliant performance. She's as bloodthirsty as she is cruel and takes notice when an unknown tourist starts interfering with her money-making. Can Hutch fight off all the villains and protect her family while keeping them all totally clueless as to what is the nature of his work? Nobody 2 is an action comedy about an ineffectual dad who is secretly a killing machine. It's a sequel to the original movie a few years back. Think National Lampoon's Vacation starring John Wick. The violence is great, running from choreographed fight scenes to bigger stuff like booby traps, Gatling guns, and hand grenades, all set against an aging seedy amusement park filmed near Winnipeg. I know, we shouldn't laugh at people being killed, but the humor and the violence never stops. Nobody 2 is 90 minutes of violent fun. Sweet Angel Baby and Nobody 2 both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.